19 Pacific Islander organizations in the United States, including two in Arkansas, have organized to press for their civil rights and social justice. They successfully lobbied Congress and the federal government to restore Medicaid benefits for their people. As Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports, the group held the first of two virtual press conferences last week titled "The Long Fight for the Good of Mankind," which frames their struggle.
The press conference, which opened with the Pacific Islander Choir, was attended by Pacific Islander groups from Hawaii, Arizona, Iowa, Missouri, Arkansas, Oklahoma, Texas, Michigan, Utah, and Washington, as well as political and religious leaders. Angela Edward, a Micronesian American organizer from Michigan, co-facilitated the virtual meeting.
So today we'll be reviewing the history of our journey, and then there will be a part two later on, which will further discuss implementation.
Edward is referring to a broken treaty struck in 1986 by the U.S. government called Compacts of Free Association, COFA for short, with the Federated States of Micronesia, the Republic of the Marshall Islands, and the Republic of Palau. Under the treaty, COFA citizens have been able to travel to, live, and work in the U.S. In exchange, the U.S. has exclusive military use of and access to their nation's lands, territorial waters, and airspace in the Pacific. These compacts are considered critical to U.S. national security. Most COFA migrants work and pay taxes, yet have been barred from certain U.S. entitlements, including Medicaid, stripped under U.S. welfare reform in 1996. But late last year, the benefit was reinstated by Congress due to legislative pressure from U.S. Senator Mazie Hirono, a Democrat from Hawaii, working in alliance with 390 Pacific Islander organizations, U.S. nonprofit centers, agencies, and medical providers. The entitlement was restored at a critical time as the COVID-19 pandemic grows worse among Pacific Islanders, says Melissa Leilon, executive director of Arkansas Coalition of Marshallese.
This pandemic has hit our community especially hard. Even though we have one of the smallest populations in the U.S., our people have had the highest numbers of people dying in these communities from this virus.
After centuries of colonization and U.S. nuclear testing, Pacific Islanders are sick with cancers, diabetes, hypertension, and now COVID-19. Again, Angela Edwards.
And it doesn't stop there. In Hawaii, the Micronesian population has accounted for over 30% of the deaths from COVID-19.
After participants took a moment of silence to remember loved ones lost to the pandemic, a video portraying their plight produced by Houston Hughes was screened.
As World War II came to a close, the United States successfully executed a campaign of island hopping across the Pacific, wresting control of one territory after another from Japan. When the war ended, the newly formed United Nations placed some of these territories under the protection and administration of the United States, with the goal that the U.S. would help them eventually become self-governing. 4 days after the agreement was signed, the U.S. drew up plans to establish within its new territory a collection of testing sites for nuclear weapons, the Pacific Proving Grounds. Commodore Ben Wyatt, then governor of the Marshall Islands, famously spoke to a group of islanders evacuated prior to testing.
All right, now, James, will you tell them that the United States government now wants to attempt to turn this great destructive force into something good for mankind, and that these experiments here at Bikini are the first step in that direction.
From 1946 to
1962, over 100 nuclear bombs were detonated, both in the atmosphere and underwater. The tests rendered many islands uninhabitable, poisoned plants and animals, killed islanders who had not been evacuated far enough, and left the survivors dealing with the fallout for generations to come.
The remainder of the hour and a half conference featured community organizers representing Dubuque Pacific Islander Health Project, Micronesian Coalition in Oklahoma, and Utah Micronesian Association, among many others, talking about how they are working with state and federal lawmakers on key concerns. Josie Howard with We Are Oceana, representing COFA migrants settled in Hawaii, detailed years of effort to obtain justly due medical benefits.
Our community here in Hawaii, they knew what was lacking, they knew what they needed, and they fought for it.
You can watch the entire conference video stream on Arkansas Coalition for Marshallese on Facebook. A second virtual conference is planned in the coming weeks. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
The second United States Pacific Islander Coalition Conference will talk about the deployment of restored Medicaid benefits across all 50 states for COFA citizens.